From Luke chapter 6. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expect nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Some churches have signboards out front that change each week, posting the sermon title for that Sunday. I once heard the then pastor of Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York City speak, and he said he tried to write titles that would make someone walking down the street on Wednesday think, I need to go to this church on Sunday to find out what that's all about. I thought about his words this week when I read this passage, and the titles flowed through my mind, things like Jesus' most impossible commandments and loving the people we hate. And following Jesus means giving away the shirt on your back. I'm not sure they pass the getting people in the door concept, unless they come out of curiosity. This is a passage full of advice that truthfully we would rather not follow. Love your enemies? By definition, that's really hard. We love the people we love, and sometimes, if we are being honest, even loving the people we love can be difficult. The thing is, Jesus lived on this earth, which means he knows just how hard this is. He knows that we take pride in loving the people we love, and he says, that's not something to be proud about. That's just what you should expect from yourself. Instead, Jesus tells us to stop holding on so tight to our grudges and our hatred. Jesus tells us don't hold on to material things with such strength and confidence that they are ours and we deserve them. Jesus tells us don't hold on so tight to our belief that the rest of the world is wrong and we are right. Open our hands, open our hearts to the possibility of a different way. We cannot ignore the fact that some of what Jesus says here is really disturbing. Turn the other cheek. We don't want to say, the people should just accept violence. In the Middle East, actually, turning the other cheek was a way to have said, I'm standing up for myself. I'm not just accepting that you're hitting me and lying down and being afraid. I'm standing up. I'm saying, hitting me doesn't humiliate me. It humiliates you. So Martin Luther King saw in these verses, in this verse, the genesis, the ordination of the nonviolent movement. It gave birth to the nonviolent resistance. Jesus shows us our salvation is all connected, that the abuser and the abused are both bearing the soul-crushing weight of the wrong. And God's love and peace that passes understanding is the only way to come into that gap with healing. Do to others as you would have them do to you. There's a parallel to this from renowned Jewish scholar Hillel. The story is that a rebellious student approached his teacher saying, "I will convert if you can teach me the whole law while I stand on one foot." And Hillel said, "That which is despicable to you, do not do to a fellow." That is the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. Go and learn it. That which is despicable to you, don't do to anyone else. It seems like a low bar, and yet, do we meet it? Maybe we have discovered that our best life on earth comes when we're grateful and compassionate. But then we go too far and we let ourselves believe that this is how we've earned the love of God. Maybe the most difficult part in this passage is when we learn that God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked, which means we don't earn God's love with our good behavior. We tend to want to be graded on a curve the way some teachers graded us in school. I'm better than that person at loving my neighbor and my enemy, so I'm good to go. And that's when the little voice in our head comes in and stops us short, because the truth is we need God's love to be for everybody. We all fall short of the grace of God. If God's love isn't for everybody, it's not for us either. The good and challenging news is that reflecting the love of God means there's a whole different curve at work, one that gives us all the grade of acceptance. Because the love of Christ lived out these difficult verses on our behalf. The verses we have here, they come to life in the life of Christ. And as we accept the call to follow him, we let his love change us to reflect more and more each day what it means to live a life where we let love conquer the hate we've allowed to live in us. We learn to share what we have, to forgive as we've been forgiven, knowing that we are all in this together and we are all responsible to reach out to each other with open hands and open heart. There was a movie, it's a long time ago now, it was called Pay It Forward. I don't know if any of you saw it. It was based on this kind of open-handed life that we can imagine if we stop holding on so tight to whatever hate and entitlement we have let build up in us. It's about this middle school student who takes his social studies teacher seriously when he challenges the class to think of an idea to change the world for the better and then put their plans into action. So the student comes up with this plan to make the world a better place by advocating doing something big and important in the sense that it's something the other person can't do for themselves, to do the hard thing. And he says, if I do that for three people, and then when they want to pay me back, I say, no, pay it forward. And he draws the picture on the board of the three and three and three, and he says, well, then that could change the world. A real favor for somebody. A hard favor. The movie is inspiring and possible, and then it's heartbreaking. And when I first saw it, I hated the heartbreaking part. But over time, I realized it should be heartbreaking. Loving your enemy, pushing yourself beyond your bounds of comfort, Forgiving people you don't want to forgive. Giving something that's hard to give, there's a cost to that. It's a cost that Jesus paid for us on the cross. When our faith comes alive, when it points us toward the challenges and not just the easy part of the path that makes up following Jesus, well, it's possible there's heartbreak in that for us too. Love isn't safe. Love isn't easy. Love is love. It's difficult. And it's the best of what we have in us. It is our opportunity to reflect the love with which God first loved us. It is the way to live life in this world with open hands, ready to accept the love Christ planted in us and share it. May it be so for you and for me. In Jesus' name, amen.